Okay, thank you. Well, our next speaker is Paulo Ferreira from Brazil, and the topic of his talk is a challenging complication of cataract surgery.
Good afternoon, everybody. Thank you for the invitation. It's a privilege to be here again in Montreal. Well, the case I'm going to present is a complication of cataract surgery. Actually, is a series of cases, but I'm going to start to relate just one case and then make a correlation to every case we had. IG, 72 years old, white male, lawyer, with a complaint of loss of visual acuity. He was 20/50 in the right eye, 20/6 in the left eye, with correction. Biomicroscopy showed nuclear cataract, 2+4. Pressure was fine. Fundus examination was within normal. We did a routine for cataract, corneal topography, corneal biometry, biometry, specular microscopy, and optical coherence tomography. The OCT we perform in every patient before cataract surgery. The OCT show to be normal, right eye, the left eye. So our plan was to do cataract surgery in both eyes. We agreed, the patient agreed to have the Acrisoft Resto Plus 3 implanted in both eyes. Our routine preoperatively is Vigamox 3 times a day, 2 days before surgery, with Acular LS 4 times a day also. We have a standard technique for cataract surgery since 2 years. We implant, we do the surgery with the Infinity. It's a machine from Alcon with a 2.2 incision. We use the same products, BSS, ProVis, Viscote. And we start doing, since 1 year, intracameral moxifloxacin. And in this case, we did 250 micrograms in the 0.05 ml at the end of the surgery. Our post-op regimen is Vigamox 3 times a day for 10 days, Acular LS 4 times a day for 30 days, and Predfort 4 times a day for 30 days. First day after surgery, there was no significant inflammation, pressure was fine, and visual acuity was much better than before. Patient was, even in the first day, he was very happy. We asked him to come 1 week after. There was no inflammation, pressure was fine, visual acuity was pretty good, so we decided to do the left eye 1 week after. We did the same standard technique with no complications. First day after the left eye, vision was better, was good. Right eye was still very good. Ask him to come 1 week after that. Everything was fine, no inflammation. We asked him to come 1 month later. But he came back 1 week after with the diminution of visual acuity in the right eye. His vision in the right eye dropped to 20/30 with Jagger 4, and there was a little bit of inflammation, 1+ cell in the anterior chamber. We decided to perform an OCT that showed presence of cysts in the retina compatible with cystoid macular edema. We decided to do clinical treatment. We increased the Predfort to every 3 hours and Acular 4 times a day, and ask him to come 1 week after. He came 1 week after, and after that there was no changes in visual acuity, so we decided to do intravitreal triamcinolone acetate. That's what we did. He came back 1 week after with improvement of visual acuity. We continue the Aquila 4 times a day in the Bradford and ask him to come one week after. But he came back 2 days after that with the admission of a visual acuity in the left eye. He was complaining of photophobia, the same clinical appearance that he had in the right eye. We did the OCT that showed the same thing in the left eye. At that time, we decided to be more aggressive in treatment. We did the sandwich technique, subtenar injection of triamcinolone acetate and intravitreal injection of triamcinolone acetate at the same time. Patient came back and, 1 week after with a better visual acuity, but not still very good. He was still complaining of his vision. 1 week after he came, vision was better. When we measured the visual acuity, he was 20/20 Jaeger 1 right eye, 20/25 Jaeger 2 in the left eye, but he was not that happy with his vision. We performed the OCT that was normal, was good. The anatomy come back to the same way there was before, right eye, the left eye. We did the angiography. That was pretty normal. And we did a retrospective study in these cases. And since September the 15th and November the 30th of 2009, we performed 118 surgeries. And we had 18 cases of systolic macular edema, almost 15%. In these cases, 14 was unilateral and 2 cases was bilateral. Just one patient had a previous history of diabetic retinopathy, but the other patient has no history of macular abnormalities, uveitis, or retinovascular diseases. There are some papers showing safety for using of Vigamox intracameral, animal models. There are some studies in human cells in vitro. In our cases, we used to use 100 micrograms in 0.1 ml. And the coincidence that happened in the series of cases is that we changed for 250 micrograms, 0.05 ml. I completely agree what Dr. Belfort said in his lecture of believing in papers that we read. We have to have a common sense and to adequate to our population. And in our series of cases, we had very bad complications. And we cannot completely agree that this is due to the intracameral Vigamox. But after we stopped doing this infiltration, we didn't have any case anymore. I'd like to thank Dr. Bunyan to be part of McGill family since 1998 when I was a fellow, and the place where I met my two partners, Gustavo and Anderson, and I'd like to thank Dr. Bunyan for the support that he has been giving to us since then. We owe you a lot because of everything you did. Thank you very much.
Do you have any question or comment for Dr. Ferreira?
Did you prepare the antibiotics or is just commercial?
No, we have a pharmacist that prepared the syringe for us. Yeah, we still don't know. We just stopped doing intracameral injection of Vigamox. We are a little bit afraid of because of the series of cases. This is a kind of patient that, a lawyer wants to read well, wants to have a good vision, and was a nightmare, having bilateral CME. So we are just waiting to see what's going to be the next step, but for now we're not doing anymore. Probably it was because of the preparation. Actually, we have a very few cases in the past of endophthalmitis. Sometimes we want to be more aggressive in preventing that. For now, we're not doing. There is no big studies on that, so we're going to wait to see what's going to.
How many of you that do cataract surgery use intracameral injections regularly as routine?
That's the question. That's the answer.
Maybe it's just the manipulation.
Yeah, we're still looking for that.